Over 100 joined the rally Wednesday, calling for sustainable and renewable energy in the Sunshine State. For the mostly gray-haired crowd, a little protest singing suited them just fine.
Everybody, y'all want to sing along? We can go back to the first. I know y'all know this. Hold me
The crowd called for environmental protection, alternative energy, and climate change awareness, but the central issue of the day is fracking. Senate Bill 318 would pave the way for fracking only after a study analyzes the high-pressure drilling technique. Environmentalists hope to stop that legislation in its tracks.
Ban fracking now! Ban fracking now! Can you hear us, Governor? Ban fracking now!
Fracking involves injecting a pressurized mix of chemicals deep underground to release oil or natural gas. Opponents of the practice say those chemicals contaminate groundwater and are dangerous to drillers. Lynn Ringenberg is a pediatrician and president of Physicians for Social Responsibility. Wearing the signature white coat of physicians, Ringenberg says fracking is a public health issue.
There is no evidence that fracking can be done in a manner that does not threaten human health. So we don't need another study like Senate Bill 318 says. We don't need to spend $1 million to study this.
Rick Templin represents the AFL-CIO labor union, which opposes any fracking efforts in the state. Templin says this isn't your average environmental issue.
Now, who passed this resolution? Tree-hugging liberals? Absolutely not. 40% of the Florida AFL-CIO is made up of registered Republicans. The people supporting this position are construction workers, bus drivers, teachers, utility workers, communication workers, government employees, painters, law enforcement, firefighters, you name it.
Ray Kimball of Dimmock, Pennsylvania, proves Templin right. Clad in black leather, the biker brought his Harley to Wednesday's rally. Brandishing a green-tinged bottle of water taken from his own tap, Kimball shared his personal experience.
What's in this water? There's 4 grades of uranium. There's 3 grades of thorium. 4 grades of lithium. And the list goes on. There is 27 different chemicals in this water right now in my house.
Senator Darren Soto of Kissimmee wants a statewide ban on fracking. Leaving behind the conservation rhetoric, Soto says fracking will also threaten the bedrock of Florida's economy, tourism.
You look at a robust tourism industry of billions and billions of dollars. Why would we foolishly allow a multi-million dollar high-risk industry to form in our state to risk a multi-billion dollar industry?
The Democratic senator filed legislation to ban fracking in Florida, but the bill has not yet had a hearing. The Senate Appropriations Committee will take up pro-fracking Senate Bill 318 next week. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.